Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up on Tuesday, May 3rd. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Kind of a busy day across the NFL as teams decide whether or not they will exercise fifth-year options on players and make minor moves, as well as some undrafted players landing in big-time spots. But we begin with the New Orleans Saints. They make a key post-draft addition in adding former All-Pro safety Tyrann Mathieu. The Saints saw safety Marcus Williams land in Baltimore during free agency, so the Honey Badger heads home to New Orleans. It's a three-year, $33 million contract. Great landing spot for the Honey Badger. Cardinals Pro Bowl wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins was suspended 6 games for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing drug policy. Hopkins withdrew his appeal, so it is final. He will sit out the first 6 games of the regular season. The Cardinals, knowing this suspension was coming, might have sold them a little bit more on that draft day trade for Hollywood Brown. The Kansas City Chiefs signed maybe the most coveted undrafted player in the 2022 class in Clemson wide receiver Justin Ross. Justin Ross had a congenital fusion of his upper cervical spine and then a surgical fusion at a lower level. The procedure concerned so many teams that he was taken off draft boards widely across the NFL, but still a very, very talented player who, without that procedure, might have been a first-round pick. So Kansas City might have gotten a steal on the undrafted market. The Kansas City Chiefs also traded for Houston Texans defensive back Lonnie Johnson Jr. on Monday. Chiefs gave up a 2024 conditional 7th-round pick. Chiefs had a busy day on Monday. They also employed a rarely used device to improve their chances of keeping unrestricted free agent linebacker Melvin Ingram. Kansas City put the unrestricted free agent tender on Ingram on Monday. That means the Chiefs are offering Ingram a 1-year contract worth $4.4 million, which is 110% of his 2021 pay. Ingram can sign that contract anytime he wants and remain with the Chiefs for the 2022 year. The NFL announces that it could not substantiate the claims made by former Browns head coach Hugh Jackson regarding tanking. In a statement released saying, following a 60-day independent review into the comments made by former Cleveland Browns head coach Hugh Jackson that the Browns paid or otherwise provided incentives to lose games, attorney and SEC chair Mary Jo White and teams of lawyers determined that none of the allegations could be substantiated. The Philadelphia Eagles agreed to release offensive lineman Nate Herbig. The team had trade talks with a few teams during the draft, but nothing materialized. Herbig, only 23 years old, did sign a restricted free agent tender last week with the Eagles, but now he is an unrestricted free agent. He had 17 starts the last 2 years. The San Francisco 49ers brought back veteran cornerback Jason Verrett. Verrett has had major health issues, but if he can stay on the field, he can be an impactful veteran for San Francisco. The Los Angeles Chargers are declining the fifth-year option for defensive lineman Jerry Tillery. Tillery coming off a 51-tackle, 4.5-sack season, and according to GM Tom Telesco, he expects him to have a big role this year in what will be a contract season. The Pittsburgh Steelers declined to pick up the fifth-year option for linebacker Devin Bush. He will now be playing on an expiring contract. The Steelers traded significant draft capital in 2019 to move up and draft Bush. The Houston Texans picked up the fifth-year option for versatile offensive lineman Titus Howard. They also announced that they are signing former Seahawks pass rusher Rasheem Green to a 1-year deal. Washington signed former Steelers free agent guard Trey Turner to a 1-year contract. It's a $3 million deal. Turner previously played for Ron Rivera in Carolina. After drafting LSU kicker Cade York, the Cleveland Browns released kickers Chase McLaughlin and Chris Blewett. That's all I got for you on Tuesday, May 3rd. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a rating and review. As always, stay tuned for later today. It's The Oddcast with BLG and Rob Stats Guerrera as we continue reacting to last weekend's NFL draft. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.